Al Dorman's Nobel Peace Prize. October 14th, 2007, and this is Entry for our news. Stockholm, Sweden, outside McDonald's, under an umbrella in the pouring rain. On news, in a surprise move today, the no-long Nobel Prize Principal Subcommittee, NOPVZ, awarded this year's prize for peace to former U.S. Vice President Al Gore. Gore says the award was far from Smutsball, a donor from Little Interest, Dorsetshire, England. Smutsball's dried peas are used to provide non-lethal ammunition to U.S. Special Forces operating in Iraq. A spokesperson for NOPVZ said, Al Gore's peas are some of the finest I've ever seen. The award of the Nobel Peace Prize marks its contribution to the field of horticulture and increasingly difficult conditions. Global warming continues to impact pea production worldwide, and the emergence of genetically modified GM strains puts increasing pressure on traditional growers like Mr. Gore. The NOPVZ spokesman went on to dismiss allegations of a Fritz contest. He insisted that the votes of the predominantly Afro-American Florida subcommittee of NOPVZ had all been counted. In a 3-hour acceptance speech, sponsored by Bird Eyes Food Inc., Gore warned about the dangers of a world without peas. Drawing peas is an important legacy for our children, he said. If we look at the areas of the world without peas, like Iraq and Afghanistan, we find people struggling against opposition and illegal occupation by foreign powers. The cultivation of peas offers a solution to these problems and also counters the effect of global warming since peas absorb carbon dioxide. Thor's popularity soared in recent months after a series of podcasts where he tossed handfuls of his Sunset Prize pea crop to delighted audiences. Meanwhile, speculation continues as to whether the former vice president will enter the 2008 race for the White House or continue in his trust for the longest and most satisfying pea possible. Scientists believe Thor's success stems from the pea variety he grows. This is a dwarf personate to Texas, which experts say is the most stupid vegetable on the planet. Scientists believe Gore's success stems from the pea variety he grows. This is a dwarf personate to Texas, which experts say is the most stupid vegetable on the planet. I'm Entry for Fun News, and thank you for joining us. Stay safe.